They make a drink out of the roots down in far southwest Pacific that is prolific, powerful. They call it kava. And it looks like these white shorts that we feed the pigs and hogs back here. Mm-hmm. But they mix it in water. And they put it in a cloth and strain it.
Yeah.
And drink that juice. And when it, you can drink it, and it's terrible. I didn't like it. Of course, I don't drink anyway, but some of the servicemen over there would drink that stuff. They go to this tralala, which is a native dance in Fiji Island. And when that stuff hit them, it paralyzed their nerves, and they just fall.
Was it alcoholic or just a medicine? Would they ferment it or what?
No, they just take it and pulverize it.
Yeah.
The roots. And take, put the water in it, strain it out, and drink it. And then it's just about like alcohol. Sometimes it takes a while, a little long on some people to hit them and it would others. But when they hit them, they just fold up. I've seen sailors walking back to the ship and just fold up. Being in the military police, we had to lug them back to the ship.
Was the effect the same before they folded up as alcohol?
No, they just it hits you all of a sudden. It's almost, it's affected your nervous system.
Uh-huh. Wow, that sounds dangerous to me.
It is.
I've heard they had some plant, some root they used that was poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's where they got this poison that they used in the, I'm not sure of this, I heard it hearsay. They used in the spears that the natives used.
What kind of language would you use to talk with the natives?
Well, it varied. Now, for example, the Fiji Island, they had a written matter on it, and you could learn it from studying.
What'd you call it? Do you remember?
Fiji. Mm-hmm. Now, up in Solomon Island, Guadalcanal, New Hebrides, and to that, they did not have any written matter. And the only way you could learn it was to live with the native, mm-hmm. pick it up. Which
how would you normally communicate, assuming you hadn't taken a language course?
Well, you watch their reaction whenever they'd say something, and watch them, and if they went to get it, or whatever it was, well, you could term that word with that, see. Mm-hmm. And you maybe use half a dozen words that you don't understand, nothing, that you would communicate with just those few words.
Mm-hmm. Was it a mixture of your language and their language?
No, it was all together theirs. Hmm. No mixture. Now up in the Philippines, Tagalog was a national dialect, but the different provinces, like our counties here, each one of them would speak a different dialect. And you get one from one province, neighboring province. Remember one night we were trying to get some information out of a fellow that we had, and we got, I don't know how many natives around there, and never did. They said, me no savage, Joe. Me no savage. They couldn't understand each other any more than me.
Well, that's interesting. Once again, lack of communication, you know.
Well, you know, that's the reason why China has so much trouble.
Yeah. What kind of tree do you tap for syrup? Or eventually you make the sugar out of it. So you have it up north mainly, I think.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of trees. I've never seen them tap.
Mm-hmm.
I've been back around the world, but I've never seen them tap.
What kind of syrup was that you didn't like?
Maple syrup. I imagine that's what it was. They'd be getting out of those maple trees. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now they have the artificial flavor in maple syrup to you.
Yeah, that's right, they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good. Well, you,
that's
you
the most of it you get down here is probably what it is.
Do you? You probably don't have a name for this, but do you have a name for a place where there are a bunch of maple trees growing?
Not that I know of, because the maple trees that we have down here, I'm pretty sure you couldn't tap to get a juice out of it.
Yeah.